In the second session, I explained that Joseph cherished the dream given by God. He held on to his dream, and even in difficulties, he held on to the dream and overcame. Eventually, he became the prime minister. From being a prisoner, and he could show his excellence and capabilities in managing the country. As he predicted, the 7 years good harvest and 7 years famine began. So his brothers came to Egypt to get some food. And they bowed down before Joseph was the prime minister. And he remembered his dream that he had in his childhood. He overcame all the hardships, remembering the dream. And when that dream was fulfilled at the moment, his dream was fulfilled, he remembered his dream. And he gave thanks to God. But those who don't acknowledge God, for those who don't acknowledge God, maybe at first they believe that the dream was given by God. But when the dream is fulfilled, they feel like they did everything. They don't give glory to God, but they think they did everything and they take the credit for themselves. However, Joseph remembered the God-given dream once again. Genesis 42 verse 9 says, Joseph remembered the dreams which he had about them. So he always kept his dream in mind. So do you hold on to the dream that God gave you? Haven't you lost your dream because the situations are bad currently? If you have, that means you didn't have true faith. If you rely on the Almighty God, you will look at every situation with the eyes of faith and hope, so you can overcome any hardship. And also, we have dreams, visions given to our church, the hope of New Jerusalem. And I hope you will hold on to this hope and faith dream once again. Then you will be able to overcome any kind of hardship. And the third point, the reason why Joseph was chosen by God is because he always was on the alert to fulfill the God-given dream. Even though the dream was given, if you don't fulfill it, it can't be fulfilled. Just holding on to it doesn't mean it'll be fulfilled. So in order to fulfill that dream, Joseph was always on the alert. Being on the alert doesn't only mean being careful, but it also means it includes everything you do to fulfill the dream. Suppose you have a big dream given by God, and yet if you forget it, and if you don't try to fulfill it, then the dream will remain a dream. Even if you have been trying to fulfill the dream, at one moment if you are deceived by Satan and forsake your dream, then it's of no use. It is wasted. So in order to fulfill the God-given dream, we have to be on the alert all the time. That was the case with Apostle Paul too. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. He showed such great power of God, and yet he was always on the alert, and he fulfilled God-given dream. On the contrary, what happened to those who were not on the alert? Let me talk about Samson. Judges 16:20 says, "But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. He didn't keep the word of God in mind, and he was going the way of destruction. And yet he did not know. He was chosen by God to help the sons of Israel. And God gave him such great strength, physical strength, that no human being can have. He was so strong that he killed a lion with his bare hands, and he fought against 1,000 Philistines all by himself. So Philistines, they had to be afraid of Samson. So they tried to catch him with so many schemes and so many plans. And Samson was supposed to remember all the word of God, keep the word of God in mind and keep it. But he didn't, and he was deceived by a woman, and God's spirit left him, and he lost the strength, physical strength given by God. So he was captured by the Philistines. His eyes were plucked out, and he had to push the millstones, big millstone, like an animal, like a cow. And he was used by God at one time, but he disobeyed God, and God departed from him. But there shouldn't be any misunderstanding about God. God doesn't discard anybody. But why was Samson discarded? He received so much grace and favor from God, and yet he dwelt in sins, not just once or twice. He committed many sins again and again. He was deceived. He was tempted. And he gave himself into temptation. So God didn't just discard him right away because he was committing sins again and again. Eventually, he was forsaken by God. So even though you have some power, or even though you have fulfilled your dream, there mustn't be any arrogance. And also in the case of King Saul, he became arrogant and he was forsaken by God. Samuel pointed out his mistakes, his sins many times, but he wouldn't accept that he committed sins. He just kept on acting in evil, and he eventually reached destruction. So in order to not become like these people, we have to be on the alert all the time. So what do we have to do in order to be on the alert? We have to keep the word of God in mind all the time and practice it. Joseph always remembered the word of God and practiced it. When Potiphar's wife tempted him many times, so what did he do? Genesis 39:9 says, "How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" And he refused flat. In the house were only Joseph and Potiphar's wife, only two of them. But Joseph was always sensing God's presence. So such people, they can't live a sinful life. Even though, in the case of senior pastor, he was always aware of the angels and God. So he was thankful. He acknowledges their presence, and he's thankful to them. He didn't just refuse the temptation of Potiphar's wife, but he wouldn't stay with her at all. He would leave that place if they were going to be alone by themselves. But the evil wife, she kept on tempting him. But by refusing her temptation, he was put into even more difficult situation, seemingly. But we know that it was just a process. We always pray to God that guide us, lead us. And if God guides us to a difficult way, would you be able to obey? But Joseph, he accepted everything, and all his hardships turned into blessings and greatness. And if we go through these hardships, then we'll be able to receive the kinds of blessings that we can't imagine, we can't achieve by ourselves. So God's blessing, trials come before blessings are given. And God's blessings will be actualized only when we live in the truth. Maybe God has a plan for us, but if we don't obey God's guidance, we can't be blessed. Just if you look back on your lives, maybe, probably you have some hope in this church. And if your hope or dreams were not fulfilled, probably it's because you didn't practice the Word of God, or you didn't pass the tests. And even though you didn't pass the trials and tests in the past, if you repent and turn from those ways, then God can bless you anytime. He will have mercy on us. Joseph always lived a God-centered life, and that pleased God. Genesis 39:3 says, "Now his master Potiphar saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand." Potiphar was an Egyptian. He didn't believe in God. And yet, looking at Joseph, he acknowledged God. It's because he saw Joseph praying and relying on God all the time. And whenever Joseph was acknowledged, praised by his master Potiphar, he always gave glory to God. So Joseph was good at his work. So Potiphar put him in charge of everything in his household. And his wealth increased. Everything is going well. And he would be so happy with Joseph. And when master was giving him compliment, he always gave glory to God, saying, "The God I believe in, He gives me strength, wisdom, and He is blessing me, so everything is going well." So even though Potiphar was an Egyptian, he acknowledged God. So the same can be applied in our workplaces, businesses. We should be acknowledged for our work. We should be able to produce good results. And we should be able to earn the recognition of other people. And we say we are believers in God and the Lord, and we give glory to God. And you don't sacrifice yourself. You don't take the responsibility. If you don't produce good results, and people have discomfort with you, and you say you are a believer, then it means you are disgracing God. And how can God bless such a person? So we should be able to realize the reason why we are not receiving blessings. We also, of course, we have to be physically diligent. We have to have physical wisdom. And on top of that, we can receive God's wisdom. So we can produce more results, more fruit in our workplace. And also we have to give out the aroma of Christ. And also talk about our church. Then when they are in difficulties, they might even ask for you to pray. In some cases, it happens. In case of some of our members in their companies and workplaces, their bosses or their co-workers, they ask them to pray for their problems. Those people, they get promoted, they get pay raise, and they are acknowledged by colleagues and their bosses. And one of our church members, they are loved by the bosses. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, I'd like you to what I'm saying is we have to be ready. We have to be capable, both physically and spiritually. Genesis 39:23 says, "The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper." So we can see that Joseph was always upright. So even the chief jailer trusted him and put him in charge of everything. And Joseph was also loved by the prisoners there. That was possible because he really cared with his heart. He really cared about each of the prisoners. So he was loved by the prisoners as well. We can see this from Genesis chapter 40, verse 7, which says, so among the prisoners were chief cupbearer and chief baker of the king. So Joseph was taking care of these two. And Genesis 40, verse 7 says, "Why are your faces so sad today?" So he was always carefully watching them. It is possible he could recognize it because he was heartily serving them. So he took care of his duty with all his heart. So are you working in this way? In your families, do you care for your parents, spouses, children? Suppose the husband came back from work and the wife sees that he has some concerns. So she asks, something happened in the company. The husband doesn't want to share all the problems at work with his wife. So he says, it's okay. But the wife feels something is there. And she can see the worries on his face. So she cooks, even tries to cook a better meal and she tries to talk about something good, something happy, something funny. And the husband also lays down the burden for a moment. But on the contrary, suppose the opposite. The husband came back. Came back home, and he sees some concern on his wife's face, and he asks if there is a problem, and she says, not really, and she tries to, she doesn't want to share the burden with the husband. And if you love each other in this way, the family would be full of happiness and love. And if you don't just command your children to do as you wish, but care for them with your heart, then they wouldn't be troublemakers. Also, at work, you can care for each other, not your bosses, your colleagues. Then you'd be, if you really care for each other with your heart, then of course you'd be loved. Suppose the CEO of a company cares for each of his employees, like Joseph did. And if they have any shadow, some kind of concern on their faces, you ask, is there anything? And you also ask their immediate bosses to find out if they have a problem. And if there is a problem, the CEO takes care of them. And how happy they would be. So they'll be happy to work faithfully. So you can look into Joseph's life. So he was not lacking in anything. He didn't just become the prime minister overnight. For 13 years, he did everything. He learned everything. And he made himself to be able to perform the duty of a prime minister. He always taking care, caring for the prisoners. So you can see when bringing Jacob, his father Jacob, and his brothers to Egypt, he didn't cause any jealousy or any problem among the Egyptians and Pharaoh. And we have to be able to, we should have this kind of leadership. So just because we have some talents or capabilities, skills, that doesn't mean you can be the leader. Even if you have the skills and skills and talents, if you don't have the, if you don't care for the hearts of people, then it means you don't have the leadership. So these two chief baker and chief cupbearer, they immediately tell Joseph whatever trouble they had. So through the prisoners of the kings, he learned about the politics, the economy of the country. And if Joseph didn't serve with all his heart, he couldn't have learned all those things. And So he learned about all the manners of the palace, politics, all those things. So for him, the prison was not prison, but it was like the cram school to become the prime minister. And also it was the quickest way to be connected to the Pharaoh. On the outside, he was sold as a slave, but he was in prison. And why does the Bible say he was prosperous? So we have to see the fruit. For those who God cares for, they will always be prosperous. You have to be faithful in order to succeed in the way Joseph did. The way Joseph did, we have to be faithful both spiritually and physically. Psalm 37 verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness." So this is one of the secrets to fulfilling your dreams. So we have to be faithful in all our works and deeds. And those who don't walk in the upright way, they just without working hard, without faithfulness, they want to be acknowledged, they want to be put in charge of great work. They don't want to do the hard work. But they say, "Oh, people don't recognize me. I'm better than that person and they don't appoint me." And they even have evil thoughts. Maybe they were bothering up their bosses. But that's not the case. They worked hard in their given duties. So they are put in charge of bigger things. But if you just want to be acknowledged, you just want to be without working hard. Let us look into ourselves as the reason why we are not used for greater things. Some people, they lose heart when they are not acknowledged. They can fulfill as much as their capability allows, their ability allows, but they can't receive God's help. God's kingdom, our church is in need of a lot of capable, powerful workers. But if you want to be a powerful servant, you have to circumcise your heart. You have to pray. Just because the handkerchief, you can pray for anyone and anybody will be healed. The power is shown to the extent that you prepare yourself. After the divine healing session in March, God, I'm thankful to God that God gave me stronger voice, but I missed senior pastor, because if he had been here, he would have shown much greater power and he had given glory to God much more. But so I have to pray until, cry out in prayer until the divine healing session in the April, so that even those with weak faith, they can be healed without hard effort. How can the power of God be given? Without your tears and without your hard effort, you can't bring down the power of God. God, of course, God's power is great. And to bring down that power, we have to kneel. We have to be on our knees in our prayers. So senior pastor fasted, prayed so much, and let us understand what kind of hard effort he exerted.
금식의 날들이, 이런 큰 권능을 행하셨고, 이런 기도의 날들이, 이런 믿음 없는.
So because the senior pastor prayed some, because senior pastor prayers and fastings, so many people could receive the solution to prep to their problems and divine healing to their sicknesses.
그런데 그렇게 그리스도 예수의 선한 일꾼이 되기 위해서 우리는 자신의 위치를 지키되 주어진 일을 최선을 다해 감당하여 하나님의 능력을 끌어내려야 하지요.
God's kingdom is in need of a lot of workers, but unless you're prepared, you can't be used. So you have to be on the alert, pray all the time, and rely on the power of God, and fulfill your duties with your best, so that you will become spiritual warriors. In case of pastors, would you like to be used? Now is the chance. You can take care of the souls who are losing faith. You can pray for them. You can fast for them. You can cling to God, counsel them and talk to them so you can plant faith in them so that you will not lose any soul. And if there is revival, when later we receive blessings, those people, those pastors will be used greatly for noble purposes. But in times of difficulties, you put the blame on the situations, circumstances, and you just say, they don't have faith and they don't want to meet me. So you say you can't help them. If you say that, it's not going to work, obviously. Senior pastor said you have to go to the places where they don't invite you, where they refuse you. You have to pray to move the heart of God and move their hearts. Of course, they avoid you. They are not there. So maybe you can, God can let you meet them when they are leaving the, as they are leaving the house, or as they see your faces, they will somehow have the willingness to meet you and talk to you and gain faith again. And in this way, if you bring back the lost souls, how much would God bless you later with greater duty and greater tasks? So if you do more than what you're given, God will give you more strength, more power, and use you. Let us not just hope that God will use us greatly, but let us fulfill more than what we are given. In 98 and 99, toward the end of 99, I wasn't a praise leader. I was just a I loved singing with my friends, and I was a member of Sound of Light Chorus. And we sang in the FEBC, Far Eastern Broadcasting Company, praise competition. We won the grand prize. But he said, a pastor shouldn't be a singer. So I quit everything, and I became a pastor. And because in 98 and 99, some people left and all the praise leaders left. And senior pastor asked me to lead the second part of the Friday Olay service. So in the church, because there was no praise leader, so I said, okay, maybe I have to do this. And I did it for 1 week, 2 weeks, and I thought soon the praise leader would come back or there would be another praise leader. But it seemed that I had to continue. But the problem was I couldn't really lead a praise. I had never led any praise, and I've never wanted it. And I just wanted, my duty was to take care of the souls as a pastor. And because there was no praise leader, I had to do it. And it seemed I had to continue for several weeks. And the problem was, my voice is weak. So, in the middle of the second part, the voice would go bad. I wouldn't be able to speak. And some people, they were saying, well, she's not good and this and that. Of course, I wasn't good at singing. My voice was weak. So it was so hard for me. I didn't want to do it. And after a month or two, I said to senior pastor, you told me a pastor shouldn't be a singer, and it's not, it doesn't seem to be my duty, and I don't want to do it. And he couldn't say it. He couldn't say anything because there was no option. And even after a month or two, it didn't seem like my voice would get better. And if I talked with my friends for a long time, then it would go bad. And I wasn't good at singing. I was never good. And it was such a heavy burden on me. But I had to do it anyway. So I gave up. I gave in. I would just try my best. God knows that I'm not good, but He would accept the aroma of my heart. He would accept my heart, so I would just try my best. I wasn't qualified at all, but because I couldn't do it, I just, every week, I would burst into tears. Because my voice was weak. I wanted to do well. And in the middle of the second part, my voice would go bad. And once I burst into tears before Mrs. Lee, and when did I say I never said I wanted this. But later I would just make up my mind that I would have to do it anyway. So I will just do my best. Also, praise is aroma of heart. So I just tried my best. But of course, my skills didn't improve overnight. Because I'm a pastor, I wouldn't continue to do this. So I didn't have the leisure of my mind to practice singing. I just try to please God with my aroma of heart. And from the year 2000, overseas crusades began. About in 2 years after I began leading. So from January 2000, I knew I had to prepare for the performances. So we prepared the dancing and praising and congregational praise for half an hour. Of course, I still lacked. I had many difficulties. But I prayed to rely on the power of God while doing my best. And as time passed, my voice became stronger. I didn't learn singing. I didn't receive any training in singing. But by the wisdom of God, I received God's wisdom as to how I should lead a praise. And also, we had this GCN Power Praise. And of course, at that time, it was difficult for me because we had to record 2 sessions at once. So we had to be recording for more than 3 hours because I don't do the I sing with my own voice all the time. Also, on the stage, it is physically demanding to wear heels and move around and sing and lead a praise for 3 hours. And anyway, I finished leading the praise in 10 years. After 10 years, I quit. I mean, I didn't have to do it any longer. So my skills improved and my voice became stronger. Doesn't mean it is all lost and wasted. No, I still have those skills. And I stopped leading the praise in 2009. And then after that, I prepared myself as a preacher to deliver the messages. And God gave me the strength and it doesn't go away. I'm not trying to brag about it. It's my testimony that when I relied on God and when I tried my best, I really tried my best. And God gave me strength and power, so I got better and better. And I didn't feel it was wasted when I didn't have to do it any longer. So later, after that, I try to be a better preacher. So I received the strength and power to lead the praise, to counsel the members, to preach the messages, to lead the handkerchief crusades. And those who have been here long enough, you've seen me. And if you know me in the past, you know that my voice was weak and I wasn't good, but I got better. So many people said, I'm getting better. Because I relied on God. The only thing I could do was pray. So when I tried my best and relied on God, I could feel that God was making me into a better vessel, better worker. Psalm 126 verse 5 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. So let us do this in this current situation. Let us just try our best. If you have If you work with your full capacity, then God will increase your capacity. If your capacity is 50, then God will make it 60, 70, and 80. And many people, most people, they don't work at their full capacity. But when you actually work at your fullest capacity, then God will also help you. And I hope you will prepare your vessel in this way, by working at your full capacity. And there is one more thing to think about regarding Joseph. So how could Joseph walk the right way all the time, even though he was a young boy? How come he didn't get disheartened? It's because he held on to his dream. And furthermore, he had the knowledge of the Word of God that he learned from, that he gained from Jacob, his father. Joseph's trials went on for 13 years. How about Jacob's trials? It was 20 years. And probably Jacob talked about all these things. I left my father, went to my uncle Laban's household, and he lived like a servant in his uncle's house. And he had to come out of his house having nothing, but he got, by God's blessing, he came out rich. And even though Esau, his brother, hated him so much, by God's work, by God's blessing, they were reconciled to each other by God's work. So Joseph must have heard about all these things. So he knew about God. He knew about God's guidance. And so probably he knew, he believed that God would guide him. Joseph probably knew about Abraham too. He begot Isaac at the age of 100. So believing in God, he could overcome all the trials. Psalm 1 verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his way, in his law, he meditates day and night." So you hear a lot of sermons, you listen to a lot of sermons, and if you meditate on them and keep them, and within a year, you'll be able to achieve so much spiritual improvement. And Psalm 1:3 says, "He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." And I hope you will also be on the alert like Joseph. So, and to do that, I hope you will keep the Word of God in mind and walk the right way all the time. And you will be able to fulfill the dream given by God. And you'll also go into the glorious positions in heavenly kingdom. Let me conclude the message. We have looked into the life of Joseph. First, to become good workers of Jesus Christ, first, we must not look at the reality of the things, but only with the eyes of faith and accept all the circumstances with joy. Secondly, we have to cherish the dream given by God. And third, we have to work hard and be on the alert to fulfill the dream. Without hard work, we can't fulfill the dream. So let us look back on ourselves, all our lives, whether or not we are preparing ourselves to become workers of the Lord. And also to become the workers of the Lord, we have to receive the wisdom of God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves." So we have to have the wisdom. We have to be assured. Some people, they improve themselves like Joseph, while others, they don't improve at all for so many years. They don't understand the methodology, the wisdom, and all those things. Within 13 years, he learned everything about everything there is about managing a country. Have you gone through persecutions or have you had some trials? And have you overcome those trials with goodness and faithfulness? Then those trials would have turned into blessings. If you're still suffering, if you're still having a hard time, then there's nobody else to blame. Some people, through trials, they receive wisdom and power from God, while others, they complain and resent the situation, and they just keep on living in difficult situations. That's the case with most people in the world. But we are children of God. And in the Word of God is the way of success. So we have to be shrewd. And how can he receive God's wisdom? James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable." So we have to cultivate our heart into goodness, purity, holiness, and we will receive God's wisdom. And we'll be able to do a lot more things and give glory to God more greatly. So to cultivate heart of good, and if we cultivate heart of goodness and receive God's wisdom, we can be good workers of Christ. And finally, 1 Timothy 4:6 says, "In pointing out these things to the brethren, you'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following." So we should be able to point out these things to the brethren. So then we'll be a good servant of Christ. As Senior Pastor always said, he can't accomplish world evangelism all by himself. We have to become spiritual warriors to help him. And each of you should become a good servant, good worker of Christ Jesus. And you should be able to teach the brethren and give out the aroma of Christ to them. Then they will also be changed. They will become the workers too, so that the kingdom of God will be accomplished vigorously. We've experienced the goodness and love of the senior pastor so much, and we should be able to share this love and also show the power of God. And through so many spiritual warriors of Manmin, we'll build a grand sanctuary and accomplish world evangelism. And through the message, if you become spiritual warriors, as Isaiah chapter 60 verses 21 to 20 says, great blessings will be given to you. Then all your people will be righteous. They will possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The smallest one will become a clan, and the least one a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time." And there'll be the work of revival, where the smallest one will become a clan and the least one a mighty nation. And I pray in the name of the Lord that through you, God's glory will be revealed greatly.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer. and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.